me, said Morris conversationally. I'd look at the rat poison. Ratcatcher 2 turned to look at the bench. A bag was missing.
Here, who stole the poison? He said.
Oh,
said Ratcatcher 1, who was a much faster thinker.
Steal it, said the cat on high. We don't steal. That's thieving. We just put it somewhere else.
Oh,
said Ratcatcher 1, sitting down suddenly.
That's dangerous stuff, said Ratcatcher 2, looking for something to throw. You had no business touching it. You tell me where it is right now.
There was a thump as the trap door in the floor slammed back. Keith stuck his head up and then came up the ladder while the rat catchers watched in amazement. He was holding a crumpled paper bag.
Oh, dear, said Ratcatcher 1.
What have you done with the poison?
Ratcatcher 2 demanded.
Well, said Keith, now that you mention it, I think I put most of it in the sugar.
Dark Tan woke up. His back was on fire and he couldn't breathe. He could feel the weight of the trap's jaw pressing down on him and the dreadful bite of the steel teeth on his belly. I shouldn't be alive, he thought. I wish I wasn't. He tried to push himself upwards, which made it worse. The pain came back a little stronger as he sagged down again. Caught, like a rat in a trap, he thought. I wonder what type it is. Dark Tan? The voice was a little way off. Dark Tan tried to speak, but every tiny movement pushed him further into the teeth below him. Dark Tan? Dark Tan managed a faint squeak. Words hurt too much. Feet scrabbled forwards in the dry darkness. Dark Tan! It smelled like nourishing. Dark Tan managed, trying to turn his head. You're caught in a trap! That was too much for Dark Tan, even if every word was agony.
Oh, really? He said.
I'll go and fetch sardines, shall I? Stammered nourishing. Dark Tan could smell the rat's panic begin, and there wasn't time for panic.
No! Tell me, he panted. What kind of trap?
Said nourishing. Dark Tan took a deep, fiery breath.
Think, you miserable whittler!
It's all rusty. Rust everywhere. Looks like, could be, breakback.
There was a scratching noise behind Dark Tan.
Yes, I gnawed the rust off. It says Nugent Brothers Breakback Mark One, sir.
Dark Tan tried to think as the constant, dreadful pressure squeezed him further. Mark One? Ancient? Something out of the dawn of time. The oldest he'd ever seen was an improved Breakback Mark Seven. And all he had to help him was nourishing. A complete drult with four left feet.
Can you see how...
he began, but there were purple lights in front of his eyes now, a great tunnel of purple lights. He tried again as he felt himself drift off towards the lights.
Can you see how the spring...
It's all rusted, sir, came the panicking voice. It looks like it's a non-return action, like on the Jenkins and Jenkins Big Snapper, sir. But it hasn't got the hook on the end. What does this bit do, sir? Sir? Sir?
Dark Tan felt the pain go away. So this is how it happens, he thought dreamily. Too late now. She'll panic and she'll run. That's what we do. When we're in trouble, we bolt for the first hole. Even me. But it doesn't matter. It is just like a dream, after all. Nothing to worry about. Quite nice, really. Perhaps there really is a big rat deep under the ground. That'd be nice. He drifted happily in the warm silence. There were bad things happening, but they were a long way off, and they didn't matter any more. He thought he heard a sound behind him, like rat claws moving across a stone floor. Perhaps it's nourishing running away, part of him thought. But another part thought, perhaps it is the bone rat. The idea didn't frighten him. Nothing could frighten him here. Anything bad that could happen already had. He felt that if he turned his head, he'd see something. But it was easier just to float in this big, warm space. The purple light was darkening now to a deep blue, and in the centre of the blue, a circle of black. It looked like a rat's tunnel. If the youngsters were right and there was a bone rat, he thought, then that means maybe there was also the big rat. And that's where he lives, thought Dark Tan. That's the tunnel of the big rat. How simple it all is. A shining white dot appeared in the centre of the tunnel and got bigger quickly. And here he